This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The bill for a plebiscite on marriage equality has failed in the Senate a second time after the government decided to reintroduce it, and now a $122 million postal survey looks likely to take its place. The survey will be conducted via the Australian Bureau of Statistics and will see ballots sent out to those enrolled to vote from September 12, with a result declared by late November. If the survey on marriage equality returns a majority no vote, the government has said it will drop the issue entirely, while a yes vote would be non-binding and provoke the party to consider its next moves. And in light of the proposed postal survey on marriage equality, a handful of advocates have lodged a challenge against it in the High Court. Independent member for Denison, Andrew Wilkie, joined marriage equality advocate Rodney Croom, PFLAG national spokesperson Shelley Argent, and lesbian mum Felicity Marlowe to announce the High Court challenge. Argent said the voluntary postal survey was designed to fail and that she didn't need a lawyer to tell her the survey was unconstitutional. The result of the challenge will likely be decided early next month. The Victorian government has announced it will support specialised family violence and intimate partner violence support services for the LGBTI community through a new $3 million funding package. The state's Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, made the funding announcement last week, which will help to develop comprehensive specialist services for LGBTI Victorians who experience or are at risk of family violence, in addition to the $1 million that was allocated last year. The funding will support family violence referral, counselling and support, peer support, early intervention, and perpetrator intervention programs. And advertising agencies are now joining a new campaign pledging to not accept work promoting the No campaign for marriage equality in Australia. Some of the country's biggest advertisers are involved in the Say No to No campaign, as well as smaller agencies and freelancers. The decision comes in light of LGBTI advocates and mental health experts that have said a plebiscite and public debate will be harmful to members of the LGBTI community. And a new group, Muslims for Marriage Equality, has been established to build support for the Yes campaign in the upcoming postal survey. The group will bring together a diverse cross-section of Muslims to advocate for equal rights within the Muslim community and to provide support to sex, gender, and sexually diverse Muslims. The group's founder, Fahad, said, "The idea that all Muslims are opposed to equal rights for same-sex couples is absolutely incorrect." And Pope Francis has drawn criticism after denouncing the acceptance of trans people. The Vatican released a transcript of Pope Francis' remarks in which he slammed schools for teaching trans inclusivity. He said, "Today in schools they are teaching this to children, that everyone can choose their gender." And a lawsuit has been filed against US President Donald Trump's proposed ban on trans people in the country's military. Lawyers filed the suit on behalf of 5 trans military personnel who have had almost 60 years of collective experience in the military. The lawsuit aims to put a permanent stop to the potential ban on trans military personnel. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A retired Major League pitcher has referred to a baseball player's anti-gay slur as no big deal. After Oakland Athletics outfielder Matt Joyce used a homophobic jibe towards a fan last week during a match, right-wing radio host Kurt Schilling tweeted that those offended by them are just too sensitive and are like snowflakes. Last year, Schilling lost his job as a baseball analyst with ESPN after sharing a transphobic meme on Facebook. Boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has finally apologised for using a gay slur against Conor McGregor in a recent press conference. Mayweather accused his rival of being a racist before calling him a faggot, but 3 weeks later he said sorry for crossing an inappropriate boundary during an open workout. Mayweather says he hopes McGregor will also change his ways after previously referring to black Americans as monkeys. And finally, England has its first out gay official in soccer. Referee Ryan Atkin has come out in an interview with Sky Sports speaking about the homophobia that still plagues football. He says he hopes his action will give others the confidence to be themselves in the sport.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.